War. The archaic practice of people or groups taking up arms in an attempt to kill one another. Bloodshed, carnage, extreme violence, and destruction. That's what war has always been, and for some, still is. Putin's war against Ukraine is the most recent display of pure and unfiltered lust for conquest.
This morning, we're seeing evidence that Russia's full-scale assault on Ukraine is intensifying. Russia is attacking both military and civilian targets.
The Russian military launched more than 100 ballistic and cruise missiles into Ukraine last night. President Biden says with that, President Putin declared his war.
Good old-fashioned conquest, might I add, where one party wants what isn't theirs. And no matter what anyone says or does in contrast, nothing will stop their insatiable pursuit.
Western allies have condemned the attack, with the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tweeting that the brutality must stop.
In a series of tweets last night, Justin Trudeau says Russia's unacceptable actions threaten peace in Europe and around the world, and they will not be tolerated.
It is the responsibility of this body to stop the war.
But war is changing because humans are changing. How is it changing, though? That's what interests me. Let's explore it together. The other day, I was in the back seat of a car listening to two women chat. One says to the other something along the lines of, "This whole Russia thing is crazy. I thought we were past the whole notion of fighting over land. Why isn't everyone just happy with their plot and letting everyone else live peacefully?" I chuckled silently, remembering that it's very similar to Rodney King's famous question, "Why can't we all just get along?" You know, it is often the most basic words that leave the biggest impact. Behind that sentiment is an evolution that is actually taking place, though. People are leveling up to the notion and space of mind whereby they live and feel at peace with the world and those who inhabit it. This means that we are seeing an actual shift take place before our eyes. Now, it's unfortunate that government, militias, power-hungry people, and all types of entities are not yet quite there. But as with all evolution, it takes time. It's a gradual process. I believe that if we continue in this direction, we will see less and less old-fashioned warfare. The fact that we are thinking and talking about how to undo and get rid of our nukes is a testament to our relative sanity.
In a rare joint statement Monday, the leaders of five nuclear weapon states, China, France, Russia, Britain, and the U.S. said it's their primary responsibility to prevent nuclear war and avoid an arms race.
One is reducing current stockpiles of nuclear weapons, and within that,
we will negotiate a new strategic arms reduction treaty.
I also think that due to technology, which allows information to be shared to most people in this world, we understand so much more now than ever before the consequences, the devastating consequences of war and what kind of terrible tragedies it brings upon us humans, this world, our planet. We know, we don't think, we know as a matter of fact that war only makes things worse, hardly ever better. Personally, I was a bit taken by surprise that Russia so blatantly invaded Ukraine in the fashion that it did. I mean, what has war come to? The U.S. and Western countries were yelling and warning people about this for weeks prior.
President Biden warning Americans to get out of Ukraine now.
In the latest, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett has urged the country's citizens to leave Ukraine amid fears of a possible Russian invasion.
And for that reason alone, one would think that it wouldn't take place. War used to be about secrecy, surprise, awe, and shock. But no, here we see, as I said, good old-fashioned conquest taking place in front of our eyes without shame or remorse. We are literally watching it on TV like a movie. This is unthinkable. It is also a reminder that we haven't quite evolved and matured in this sense completely. As a society, as humans, we still have a ways to go. Some more than others, of course, but surely all of us have some peace and love to find deep within, to stir up, to allow to blossom. Another major difference is that war is no longer localized. War is global. If you go to war with someone and the world agrees with that someone, You are now at war with the entire world. Forget military count. You know, people are often busy with how many active soldiers an army has. Ukraine handing out rifles and Molotov cocktails to every able soul and civilian is a game changer. You are now fighting a 20 million man army. This is a game changer, and I reckon that we're going to see other countries mimic that behavior, that strategy, moving forward. Companies and mega conglomerates taking sides, cyber attacks, government sanctions. What's next? Blockchain war? For real, it's almost weird and fringe that we're still fighting war in this old-fashioned capacity. That's where this video started. Sitting in the back of the car, two innocent, genuine people having a conversation, how they're, for lack of a better term, weirded out that people still fight like that. So it is a little weird to, at least a large portion of the population, that we're still fighting wars with guns and missiles. Like I said, carnage. Haven't we graduated that? Apparently not. That's why this is so shocking. But there is an evolution taking place. Fascinating to see before our eyes. War benefits no one. I love Ukraine and the Ukrainian people. Last year, I spent a few weeks in Ukraine with my wife building a travel business. We invested close to $30,000. We created a few new jobs, local jobs. All of that gone in 1 second, one person's decision. But who am I to complain about the loss of an investment? There are hundreds of innocent people losing their lives. Millions of people in exile and homeless, displaced. An entire country changed, broken, forever. War destroys. It does not build. It's the opposite of progress. Literally. And while we are inclined to want to blame Putin, we must remind ourselves that God runs the world. And there is a divine reason behind everything. I thank God for the safety of my employees, my partners, our colleagues, some of whom were able to get out in time. And I hope, I really do hope that this brings our world collectively further away from old school war mentality and closer to peace. Peace is something that needs to be learned. It's a mindset. It's a discipline. It's a state of being. I hope to get closer to that, a complete paradigm shift that we need in order to get closer, to have everyone agree that getting along is in the best interest of all parties, of the entire world, of all countries, of all peoples. War, it's changing indeed, hopefully for the better.